we interrupt this program to bring you...
OT, OT.
It's disgusting. I don't want to talk about it. No, it's too disgusting. Don't say it. It's disgusting.
We have hour number two of overtime coming at you live on this Friday. 1 hour down, one more to go, and then it is weekend time.
Yay!
Woo! Go crazy. I don't know what that noise was.
I liked it. It's like that episode of SpongeBob.
I was about to do it.
Yeah.
Might need that as a sound drop.
Yeah.
I don't know what context, but we might need it sometime. Oh. Cole, it's your time again.
Yeah.
It's your time again. It's the recruiting update brought to you by Knoxville Stone Interiors. Home game tomorrow against Alabama. I assume we have some pretty good visitors coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, tell us about that. And we got another member of the all name list coming up here. Cole's going to do his best to pronounce it. And anything else that may be on the agenda, it is Cole McCormick's time to take the floor. Go.
All right. Thank you, Tanner. Let's see. We will start with visitors for the weekend. We mentioned them earlier in the week, but just to refresh your memory, I will go over them once again. Coming up for the weekend, let's see. We'll start with Jamie Robinson will be here this weekend. He is a safety out of Leesburg, Georgia, at Leesburg County High School, 5'11", 196 pounds. Three-star prospect, according to 247 Sports, 30th overall in his class, and 42nd in the state of Georgia. Dwayne Griffin will also be up here out of New Orleans, and Landry Walker High School, a receiver, standing at 6'2", 185 pounds. Three-star guy, not too highly ranked, 90th overall receiver in his class, 24th best player in the state of Louisiana. And then probably one of the biggest names coming up this weekend, another quarterback, Lance Legendre, out of New Orleans at Warren Easton High School, dual threat quarterback, 6'2", 205, four-star prospect, according to 247 Sports, sixth overall dual threat quarterback in the country and 13th best player in the state of Louisiana. Looks like Chaney and Pruitt may be wanting to get another quarterback in this class. Already have Brian Maurer signed on and enrolled in classes. Lance might be joining him, so we'll have to wait and see. Also, I'll also mention a guy who was supposed to come up this weekend but has postponed his visit. It's a four-star defensive lineman. He postponed visit to Knoxville. Christian Williams, we've talked about him multiple times as well.
I have a question. Has P.J. Fleck just is he still committed to Minnesota?
Yes.
Has P.J. Fleck just backed up the Brinks truck for him?
Maybe.
Or something?
Maybe.
Very strange.
Yeah. It is odd. He once was a Tennessee commit, decommitted, and he is now a Minnesota Golden Gopher commit.
Row the boat.
There you go. He is out of Memphis, though, so it kind of hurts losing an in-state guy, especially how big and talented he is. 6'3", 297 pounds out of South Wind High School over there in the western part of the state. Four-star prospect, according to 247 Sports, number 14 overall defensive tackle and number 6 overall player in the state of Tennessee. Yeah, like you said, Tanner, Fleck might be, you know, opening up the wallet, loosening the purse strings a little bit for the big man. So hopefully we can get him on campus. Hopefully we can get him to Knoxville and sway him back to be a Vol, but it will not be this weekend. Up next, I did not have this one planned, but I am very, very excited that I came across it. We've talked about him before. He is the official recruit of overtime.
Yes!
Wisdom Azaboro!
Yes!
He will be on campus January 20th this Sunday. If you forgot who Mr. Azaboro is, he is a defensive tackle out of Matthews, North Carolina at Covenant Day School. 6'8", 280 pounds. He is a tank. He is in the 2019 class, so maybe we get a big boy to round everything out. Only a three-star prospect, however. Crystal ball prediction, 100% to the Tar Heels of North Carolina. But with a name like Wisdom Azabuoro, you want him to be a Vol. So be on the lookout.
Make the smart decision, Wisdom.
Exactly. Exactly. So be on the lookout for that as well. I'm so glad I ran across that. I was wondering what was going on with him. But he will be here on Sunday. Moving along to a Tennessee signee now, Savion Williams. He is...
Big boy.
Yeah. He is now ranked as the number one JUCO defensive tackle prospect following a massive recruiting boost. He is... I believe... I read the article earlier. I believe it said he jumped 100 spots. 100 spots. Yeah. So he is now the number one JUCO DT prospect. Mr. Williams, for those of you who forgot about him, he has been at Lackawanna Community College. He is from Upper Marlboro, Maryland. He is a Tennessee signee, defensive tackle, 6'4", 300 pounds, four-star prospect, according to 247 Sports Composite. Number one defensive tackle, as I said, number two player in the state of Maryland, and number 12 nationally in the JUCO ranks. So good for him. All the hard work he's put in has finally paid off, number one in his position rank. And we're happy to have him as a Tennessee Vol. Hopefully he can make some progress and some big-time plays soon. Up next, we have mentioned him, I believe, every day for about the last 2 weeks. It is Henry Toyota Knoxville. He is back.
We're Toyota Knoxville.
Exactly. He is back in the recruiting update once again for about the fourth straight week. He spoke with Zach Poff of Max Preps. He is down there at the Poly Bowl down there in Hawaii. Did a quick little interview with them and McKenna Guerrero. She did the interview with Mr. Henry. And she asked him a few basic questions, but only one question really stuck out to me. And it was only one question about his recruitment. She asked him about his recruitment and what he is looking for in the school where he will decide to go. And his answer was he wants to grow as a person and not have to rely on his parents. He said, I want to grow as my own person. I want to learn how to live on my own. I don't want to have to call my parents whenever anything goes wrong. I want to be self-sufficient. What better way to be self-sufficient than to be on the other side of the country?
Exactly.
I thought it was interesting. Don't know if that means anything, but, Alabama, Tennessee are some of his leaders. So he may be leaving home, his home state of California, for college. But I just found that interesting. But I will update you on his crystal ball predictions. A couple days ago, it was 100% to Alabama. I know Tuesday morning, I believe, or no, excuse me, yesterday morning, Thursday morning, it was sitting at 80-20, Alabama 80%, Tennessee 20%. As it sits right now, let me refresh my page one more time before I give you the deets. As it sits right now at 7:08 on January 18th, 55% to Alabama, 36% to Tennessee, 9% undecided. The Vols are making their way to the top for Mr. Toyota Knoxville. Exciting times. Exciting times. Four-star linebacker, number three outside linebacker in the 2019 class, 44th best player in the country, according to 247 Sports. Outside linebacker, of course, over at De La Salle High School in California, 6'2", 230, just the prototypical Jeremy Pruitt linebacker. And with a name like Toyota Knoxville, how could he not be a Vol? So keep your eyes on that. And then last but certainly not least, Tennessee has offered a rising freshman. He is in the class of 2022. Okay, Tanner, I told you I was going to butcher it. I'm going to give him my all.
Best.
I'm going to give him my all. Tennessee has offered Nuafe Jr. Tuihalamaka. I think that's how it's spelled.
You did good.
I think it's how it's spelled. I'm just going to call him Junior, though, because that is his middle name.
That's fair.
So Tennessee has offered Junior out of Mission Hills, California. As I said, he is a freshman this season in the class of 2022. Doesn't have a 247 profile yet. Doesn't have a Rivals profile yet. So Max Preps. Had to go to Max Preps. According to them, he is 6'3", 230 pounds. He plays both tight end and linebacker. Saw a few brief clips of his freshman season, and I could tell you he is a monster. He is a man amongst boys out there. So, one to watch for the near future for Mr. Tui Halamaka. But yeah, he did tweet out, "Blessed to receive my first SEC offer." He tweeted that out a few days ago. So Coach Pruitt offering freshmen out here.
Nice.
Getting putting the work in early. Never too early to get the interest flowing for these youngins out there. And with that and the pronunciation, that will end the Friday edition of the recruiting update. Thank you, Tanner. Thank you, Tanner.
That took up the entire damn segment. I'm impressed.
My mouth.
A lot of good stuff. Take a breather. Take a breather. It's my turn to talk. My turn to talk here. Thank you, Cole. Of course.
You're welcome.
That lengthy recruiting update was brought to you by Knoxville Stone Interiors. Yeah, take you a swig of that Mountain Dew, Cole. It's got a Mountain Dew throwback. The good stuff. Real sugar. Not no high fructose corn syrup.
Tennessee original, baby. Yeah. Gotta love it.
Yeah, exactly. Made up there in the try. Absolutely. Good stuff here. Well, table also is good. It's Knoxville Stone Interiors. They're your go-to countertop renovation source. They are a local woman-owned business that has been serving Knoxville and the surrounding area for 12 years now. They have three generations of experience in the natural stone countertop industry on their friendly staff. Whatever the surface, they have your solution from granite, quartz, marble, and more. We talked about granite today, me and Cole did, with Kelly out there. And I told you at the start of the show, she said, yeah, we have about 1,000 granite options.
Yeah, that's incredible.
They have your color. They have your surface out there at Knoxville Stone Interiors. Whether it's a kitchen, it's a bathroom sink, you do a little small kitchen island, you have an entertainment center in your basement or something like that that has like a little bar area, they can help you there. Outdoor kitchens, fireplace surrounds, they're more just kitchen countertops. KSI will help you inside or outside of your home, and most of their countertop installations will take less than a day. Go see the KSI showroom for yourself at 3900 Millbrook Pike, right in the heart of Knox County. They are a short drive from anywhere. Get a free Elm estimate for your project when you call them at 865-971-5800 and check them out online at knoxstoneinteriors.com. Give them a follow on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and also subscribe to their new YouTube channel. Kelly's going to have a lot of helpful videos coming out very, very soon. Knoxville Stone Interiors, 9,000 kitchen makeovers and counting. Go out there tomorrow. Check out those convenient Saturday hours. They will be open from 9 to 2. The showroom will. So even if you're on your way to the Tommy Bowl to see Tennessee, Alabama, you got plenty of time. Stop by there. Talk to one of their project managers. They'll answer any questions you may have, and we'll get you started on your countertop renovation journey. How's this Maryland-Ohio State game going
right now? It's looking pretty good. Maryland on top on the road right now. Almost halftime. Pretty good game so far.
I've always found it weird how there's a damn nice arena, kind of still new in Columbus, Nationwide. I think Nationwide still sponsors it. It's where the Blue Jackets play. Mm-hmm. However, Ohio State does not play there. They play in Value City Arena.
Okay.
Do you know what Value City is?
A grocery store?
I don't think it is a grocery store, actually.
Oh.
You would think.
Pharmacy?
What is Value City? I'm very curious.
Like a Walgreens
kind of? I looked this up forever ago. It's not. It is a discount department store chain with 113 locations. Interesting.
Okay.
Its headquarters is in Columbus.
Hmm.
So discount department. So is that like a.
Like a Ross?
I guess.
A Michaels. Or not a Michaels.
I think it's like Ross.
Marshalls.
Marshalls, yeah.
Yeah. Marshalls.
Interesting. Oh.
How would you like to play at Marshall's Arena?
Ross Arena. Goodies Arena. You ever go to a Goodies?
I have been to a Goodies once or twice, yeah.
Yeah.
The Big Lots.
The Big Lots Center.
Oh, that would suck.
And around Knoxville, they got Ollie's.
Ollie's,
you ever go to Ollie's? Ollie's is pretty cool.
Harbor Freight Arena.
Well, they have across from, we haven't even talked about yet. We'll have to talk about when we get back our laser tag venture last
night. Yeah.
We haven't even mentioned it, but Next Level Gaming, they got Southeastern Salvage. Southeastern Salvage Stadium?
Hey, sure. I guess. Okay.
We're giving too much free plugs. We got to take a break here. 865-546-8200. Let's talk about laser tag. Let's review the night that was last night on the other side. 865-546-8200 is our number. If you want to hop on board, here's Overtime rolls along after this. Back here on Overtime. As we're doing Fake News Friday,
yeah,
we can't. We will later.
Well, I just didn't know. I plan on doing it now.
I plan on doing it now, but I can get something going. But I forgot we have not talked about laser tag last night that you thought was tonight, Brackman.
Yeah, Daniel, thanks for showing
me
up.
Me and Cole have to talk about how much fun we had.
It was fun.
We went to Next Level Gaming. Shout out to them, new sponsor.
Yeah.
They are located in the old... Okay, so they said it used to be Gold's Gym. That also used to be the Rush, right? Like back in the day?
I have no clue. That was my first time ever over there.
Okay, well, I used to be an East Town Mall veteran back in the day. Okay. Went there a lot as a kid. There used to be a gym back there. I know it was the Rush. It might have turned into a Gold's Gym. Whatever.
It looked like an old Gold's Gym.
Well, it wasn't there anymore. Now Next Level Gaming has moved in. They're still working on completing some other stuff, but right now, they got the Laser Tag Arena open.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We had a workouting laser tag. Not like a tournament. We did a best 2 out of 3 games.
Yep.
And let me tell you, I hadn't played laser tag in a few years. I've played like 3 or 4 times before, so it's nothing I haven't done before. This wasn't what I was expecting, though. I was expecting like some like toy like guns type of thing that'd be like really easy to carry around and everything. You'd just be running around, just going pow 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 pew pew pew. Whoever gets like the most points at the end wins.
Pew 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 pew.
This was not it. The laser tag guns you have are modeled after like legit guns.
They're heavy too.
And they,
oh, really? Got the actual weight? That's kind of sick.
Yeah.
They're all not the...
Making it even worse for me right now.
They're all not the same either.
No. Nope.
They have different classes. They got like a sniper.
Yeah.
They have like a... Like
bro, that's like Call of Duty laser tag.
They got like an M16 really with like a fake grenade launcher. You can't use a grenade launcher, but...
Yeah.
I had a... what did I use? I used like an SMG, like an MP5 type of thing. And last game I used an Uzi. They all have scopes and like little red dot sights, man. And they have, like, screens on the side of the guns. And for these, man, you have to, like, you have a certain amount of ammo.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, you can either do, like, semi-automatic fire or fully automatic by changing it with some buttons. You have to press a button to, like, reload when you run out. And, like, when you press the button, you have to, like, listen to the sound effect of the gun reloading. It's not, like, instant or anything.
Yeah.
So it's, like, a whole process. And the side of your gun tracks how many hits you get and how many kills you get.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big, big process.
It's pretty sweet.
Thing.
So mad.
It's pretty nice.
I'm so mad.
And you can't just like, I mean, you can run around trying to get kills. I would not recommend it for the type of game we did.
Oh, you got to be tactical.
Yeah.
That's what I like. Me and my boys used to go to the laser tag place in Nashville. Like, we were doing hand signals, hand signs.
Yeah, like, we would do, like, me and the Godfather last night in the second game, he's like giving me like the point to my eyes and everything. Like, they're right there. Communication's key, and like you have to hide behind barrels and stuff. You have to like barely peek your head out. You gotta be careful, man.
I'm so mad. I thought it was tonight.
It was fun. I was worn out by the end of all three games.
I was like, I had it all planned out. I was like, it's gonna be great. Like, mm-hmm. we're all gonna meet somewhere, grab a few cocktails, go play some laser tag.
Mm-hmm. You missed out.
And then I get a text, or then I not a text.
You saw it on Twitter.
Yeah, I go on Twitter and I see the picture of everyone. I'm like. And I text in the group, and I was like, wait, is laser tag not tomorrow? And Tanner goes, no, with like 5 laughing emojis. And I'm like,
it was
missed out.
It was literally everybody except for you and the 3 it's optional guys.
Because it's optional. Yeah. You know,
laser tag
was
optional.
Brandon and
Trade.
I don't know.
They didn't want to go.
They just did show up.
Chance was probably at his other job.
I would have been there if I would have
known.
Brandon
Johnson's probably at his other job. I don't know what Trey was doing. Trey had a hot date or something last night.
Yeah, Trey, he did say he had, what did he say? Something like.
He was like across town, basically.
Yeah, he said he had something else to do or something. I don't know.
He didn't want to get killed in laser tag.
But, yeah, but their show, not represented. Everybody else was there.
Hey, they stuck to their name, though.
It's optional.
I'm like, could we go again next week, but make it on Friday?
I mean, you could ask John.
We'll have to see how many people would come with us. But yeah, it was fun though. It was fun. Lost swearing too.
Yeah. Oh, I would have been. Yeah.
It was just us too. We had the whole place to ourselves. It was fantastic.
And
there weren't any.
No.
We were the only people in there playing, dude. It was.
We had split us up into teams.
Yeah.
And we were on the same teams the whole time. Okay. I heard Ben Lee today telling Trey about it. He said like his team. So he was on.
He was on. It's optional the past couple of days.
Yeah.
Ben Lee. Okay.
Well, he was, of course, is on the team with John and Cody.
Of course,
who a bear was on their team. Cameron, the Talk Sports intern.
Mm-hmm.
Who else am I missing? Rick.
I think that was it.
Okay, so they won the first game. They won the first game, fair and square.
Yeah.
To be fair, Cole, shout out to you. You were the last person to get killed.
I was.
I think we were like the last two.
I can see that.
We were the last two.
And okay. I was the last person to get killed in the second game. I kind of played a defensive game. I'm not going to lie. But it's like capture a flag, man. You got to hold your base down like that.
Yeah.
I'm kind of too unathletic to like be moving around, being on the offensive.
Oh, I would have been belly crawling, bro.
I did belly crawl from like cover to cover.
Nice.
I was all in it, man. So we lost the second game. But then come to find out, Colt, did I not hear it? Did I not hear the coach say, it was either Bear and Cody.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
were in a restricted area. Therefore, their team got disqualified.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they did.
Oh,
got
asterisks. Did they claim the W, though?
Yeah. Of course they did.
Of course they did.
I know it's official. If they want to claim it with an asterisk, it's okay. But there's no doubt who won the last game.
Yeah.
We won the last game. It's a lot better. We ended up with four people still remaining.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't feel as bad now because I thought it was like show versus show versus show versus show. And
I
like,
thought,
oh,
no.
I left y'all hanging.
Well, all Talk Sports was on one team, though.
Yeah.
So it was like Talk Sports and Bear and like Rick.
And Cameron.
But like.
Yeah, us two, all of three and out.
Y'all, Russell.
Russell.
And Russell.
Was Russell the first one out? Like, it's, you know, he's just so tall.
Russell.
I mean, I'd probably be one of the first ones out, too.
Being tall is a disadvantage
bad.
I will say.
Bear was out, like, every game the first
Bear
game.
In the second game, Bears just did, like, a suicide charge. Just,
yeah, he did.
He just came over. I heard him yelling, ah! He got taken out pretty quick, though.
Yeah, he did.
It was fun, though. Cody McClure, last one surviving.
They were talking themselves up today on Talk Sports about how good they were doing.
I mean, to be fair, John Reed.
John did good.
John had the most hits and kills
of
everybody.
He had like 60-something hits.
I thought for sure it would have been Nate.
I think John's like a laser tag vet, too.
Yeah,
but John
did
good. I will say John did good. Cody did good, too.
Yeah.
Who was the last person, Cole, in the third game? Because it was just that one person, and the coach will tell you, like,
it's four on one. It might have been Cody.
By that point, we knew there was one person, and we still had me, Cole, Davey, was it Russell, too, or Houston?
I think it might have been Houston.
All of us is like, okay, let's just charge him.
Yeah.
Were y'all wearing like shorts or sweatpants?
I wore jeans. Yeah, I was wearing jeans. And just,
I'd
like,
be in there
pullover.
Like baseball sliding from cover to cover. You know?
It does kind of really hurt your knees too, so I'm kind of.
Well,
I'd
have worn my crappy jeans.
Oh.
I'd have been ready to go.
It was fun though.
We should do next? John should find us a paintball sponsor.
Ooh.
I have never played paintball.
Wow,
it's
fun. An adrenaline rush.
It is. It really is.
It really makes you like appreciate what like what this is going
to
sound
dumb.
I think you're about to military does for us. Bro, because I'm telling you, you are scared to death when these paintballs are flying at you. Imagine bullets flying at you.
I know.
Now, I'm not saying I didn't appreciate what the military did before, but when I'm out there getting shot at with like paintballs, and I know that's completely different from bullets, I'm just saying my heart was jumping out the jam.
I knew you were going to.
My heart was jumping. It was like I told my best buddy, I was like, dude, I was scared to death out there. I can only imagine what I would do if bullets
were
being
shot
at me.
And they hurt too.
They do not feel good.
No, you gotta layer up.
When you get hit with a paintball on like skin, you're going to scream.
Oh,
like,
I bet.
Yeah.
It's a whelp.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, I had welts all up my legs.
I tell you what else we can do at Next Level, though. So I told you they're not done upstairs. They're going to do like an e-gaming lounge, like Madden, Fortnite.
Okay. Kind of like they've what Leaderboard used to do.
They already have like a half-court basketball in there, too.
Ben Lee was in there balling up when I was leaving.
I would have crossed Ben Lee up in the
I saw something, too. They're coming out with like archery laser tag, too.
Oh, I heard that on John's commercial. I bet that would be awesome.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. Shout out to Next Level Gaming. Shout out to all those guys over there. Absolutely fun time last night. One more thing before we go. So the team pitcher, okay, three and out was like talking about me smiling. First of all, I'm not the only one who smiled.
Yeah, you got a mean mug, TC.
I'm not the only one who smiled. Second, I did not get the memo to not smile. And then I heard John Reed right behind me said, okay, I'm smiling.
Yeah, John smiled. He did.
John smiled.
John was cheesing.
Rick Butler had a grin like I did, too.
Rick was cheesing as well.
Dude, you have to mean mug over there, man.
It's late. I'm not a hard-o, man. I ain't going to do that for laser tag.
Got a mean mug.
I got to have fun for laser tag.
Got a mean mug.
But I love how Nate was the only one sitting down. He's sitting in the center.
Yeah,
like
that's awesome. Like he's the godfather.
He's the great-grandfather patriarch of like a huge clan and up in like rural Kentucky or something.
Yeah.
Like he's like Dutch Vanderlyn in Red Dead, man. Just sit down.
Still have not finished that.
Oh, dude, you're missing out. We'll go look for a picture later. We're taking a break. We got birthdays on the other side. By popular demand.
Houston kind of looks kind of tough, dude.
Dude, it's Houston like, looks like a special ops. Special ops, man.
Yeah, he's killed people.
Oh, I see what you mean now. Yeah, these are like modeled after guns.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that, dude.
That's
awesome.
Told you, man. Told you.
That's awesome.
Got birthdays coming up on the other side. DB versus Cole. We'll do it after this break. You've been listening to Overtime here on Fox Sports Knoxville.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game. It's all about the game.
Time for birthdays here, Friday edition. So we got today's birthdays, and we'll have tomorrow's as well for Saturday. Man, used up a lot of good birthdays yesterday.
Yeah, it was a good day. Good day yesterday.
So many good birthdays. It was a good one, man. Rick jumped out to the lead, and then Cole, he stepped on the throat.
I had to put it back in his place.
Stepped on the throat here. Okay, we got three for today. I got tomorrow's
was
lined
Rick
up
mad?
Here.
Was he flailing his arms?
He was just his usual.
He kind of accepted defeat eventually.
He was disappointed.
He's worse when he loses one that's like a close game.
I've learned when playing Rick, if he misses one or two, he just shuts down.
No, the funny thing about Rick is he always gets the first name right, never the last name.
Yeah.
And as because well, he says the first name, and you're like, oh,
he did that yesterday. I forgot who it was, but he did that yesterday. I can't remember who it was.
I don't remember.
But yeah, I know he does a lot. But yeah, I'll get one or two on him, and then he'll start doing his.
Yeah, just put his hand throwing his headphones.
I wish you were on Periscope right now so people could see that.
Start losing it, man.
I love you, Rick.
All right, let's go ahead and start with today's birthdays. We got three for today. I'm still adding some for tomorrow, but today. He turned 50 years old today. He is a former WWE wrestler and a current actor. He has been in
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
John Cena?
No.
Well, bro, if John Cena was 50, I would trip out.
He's getting close to 50.
No way.
He's got to be in his
40s. Is he just roided up?
Is he?
Yes.
Yeah,
of course.
Dude, they all roid.
Movie star now.
He's not as close. He's 41.
Oh, I bet I know who it is. But Dave Bautista.
Is Dave Bautista.
Oh.
Guardians
okay.
of the Galaxy.
I watched that movie today like you guys asked me to, and that's the only – that's why it connected.
Hmm. How'd you like it?
It pieced together a lot of things that I was confused about in Infinity War.
There you go. Love Guardians of the Galaxy. All right, DB on the board first.
Did not know Chris Pratt's character was only half human.
Yeah.
Technically
half planet. You have to watch the second one.
I haven't seen any of them.
Okay, he's 39 today. He's another American actor. He's known for, he's been in TV and movies. I'm going to name his movies first before I give you his TV roles. Movie roles. Knocked Up. Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh, Jason Segal.
It's Jason Segal. Oh, man. As soon as you said
I love you, man. Despicable Me, Bad Teacher. Mm-hmm. Let's see. This
How
is
I
40.
Met Your Mother.
Sex Tape. And, yeah, of course. Yeah. Who? Marshall Erickson.
Yeah.
How I Met Your Mother.
As soon as you said Jason, I was like, oh.
Yeah, Jason Segal.
All right, we're tied 1-1. Last birthday for today, 64. Got another American actor right here. What just happened?
They were showing something. Highlights of three-pointers, and I was just...
I got you. Doing the three goals.
Relaying the three.
64 years old today. American actor, director, producer. He's also a musician. Interesting. He has been in films such as Bull Durham, Field of Dreams.
Steven Seagal.
Dances with Wolves.
Kevin Costner.
Damn it.
Steven Seagal.
Also had an affair with my favorite baseball player of all time's wife at the time.
Who's that?
Cal Ripken Jr.
Really?
Yeah, there's this
I didn't know that. There's this
huge conspiracy about when it happened, and Cal was currently on the streak, Lou Gehrig's streak, and Camden Yards had electrical problems. They had to cancel a game. Huge conspiracy, but I don't believe it. Electrical problems. Sure. Happens all the time.
Sure, yeah.
Other films here for Kevin Costner, JFK, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. That Robin Hood movie is so weird because he's speaking with like the worst English accent you will
He did that movie about my Cleveland Browns. Something to do with the draft.
Draft Day.
Oh,
yeah.
Draft Day.
There you go.
Yeah, Kevin Costner, been a lot of good stuff. All right, that does it for today's birthdays. Movie. Brantman leads 2-1. Let's move into tomorrow. I think I'm just going to... Oh, no, I got to include this one. We'll add them as we go. There's a lot more for tomorrow. First up, she will be 73 tomorrow.
Dolly Parton.
It's Dolly.
73? Wow.
She's still got it, man. She still got it.
Plastic surgery.
Yeah. She still got it, dude. Yeah, that's my girl.
But Dolly, the GOAT... Dolly the Goat, a great musician, great actress, and of course, Dollywood. It's all Imagination Library, the greatest thing she's ever done.
Dixie Stampede, have you guys ever been to that?
I'm sorry, sir, it's called The Stampede now.
Oh, okay.
It's Dolly Stampede.
The Stampede, excuse me. Have y'all ever been?
I have not.
Yeah.
It is so much fun.
It is.
My girlfriend asked me to go, and I was like, oh my God, what kind of Greenville, Tennessee, redneck stuff am I getting into? And I get there, and I show up, bro. I was laughing
my butt off. It's good stuff. I know.
The most food I've ever eaten, probably.
It's good food,
too. I hear they give you like a lot of it.
And it's all finger food.
Oh, it's good.
So you can be as messy as you want.
Oh, yum.
All right, we're tied up at 2. This is a good game so far. He would have been 210 years old tomorrow.
Good Lord.
An American... author, poet.
Mark Twain.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, that's going to be my next guess. Yeah. Raven. That's why the Baltimore Ravens are named the Ravens.
Known for some horror stories.
Yeah.
And also his addiction with the booze.
Yep.
I mean, wasn't he found dead in like a ditch?
A park, I think.
A park? Okay.
It might be. Maybe a ditch in a park. Who knows?
Gone too soon.
He had some, he had a messed up mind, that's for sure.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
All right, Colry takes the lead 3-2. Let's see. I'm going to add a couple more here. We got at least 2 more to go. I see 2 more famous ones here. Next up, got a lot of dead people here. He would have been 27 tomorrow.
Mac Miller.
Damn, Cole!
Yeah, Twitter R.I.P. told. Yeah, Twitter
Damn.
Told.
Damn.
R.I.P. I did not see that on Twitter today. It was weird.
I saw a few people.
Damn. R.I.P. Gone too soon. Glad I can say that I'm one of the select few that got to see him live and in person.
Really?
I did, yes. I did. It was incredible.
How long ago was it?
It was the spring of 2016. So about almost. It was actually at a music festival in Florida in March. So it's coming on the 3-year anniversary. Saw Robert Plant there live.
The GOAT.
That was incredible.
The GOAT.
It was actually funny. In the middle of Robert Plant's set,
someone yelled at Stairway.
Well, yeah, you heard that, but actually, we were about a county over from where they do the rocket launches, and in the middle of Robert Plant's set, rocket took off. It was pretty cool.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That is pretty neat.
Everyone was like, look, there's a rocket. And I was just like, y'all are at a music festival probably, like, on some stuff. Like, don't try and fool me. And then, sure enough,
there was
a rocket.
Wow.
In the sky.
How about that?
Okay, I've had a few more here.
What you got?
I'm going to add this day in history to make it 11 because we got good birthdays tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. So 11. So, okay, first to 6 here. Cole's got 4. You've got 2. Let's get the rest of these birthdays. More dead people. She would have been 76 tomorrow.
Whitney Houston.
No.
Ah,
musician, though.
Ooh,
musician.
I thought I had it.
Died young. Part of the 27 Club. Died in the early 70s. Drug overdose. She's noble for this deep voice.
Janis Joplin.
Janis Joplin.
I almost said Aretha Franklin.
No real piece of my heart now. Yeah. Dan DB, you're about to pulling a Rick.
Yeah, I'm
pulling a Rick.
Cole's digging me a hole right now.
You still got a chance. You got to get other. You got to sweep though. You got to get four in a row. Got to get four in a row. She'll be 72 tomorrow.
She
is a American television personality. She's also Lord. Okay, she's Southern.
Paula Deen.
Damn it,
crap.
Yeah, it's Paula Deen. Cooking show host, very controversial for some racial comments back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Has a restaurant at the island.
Yeah, which is delicious, by the way.
Where's the island?
It's in Pigeon Forge.
Where the Ferris wheel is.
It's called the island.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool, cool.
Like a bunch of shops and restaurants.
Margaritaville.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been there.
Old Smoky Moonshine. Yeah.
Good. Paula, it's very good. Family style. It's delicious.
Are you going to go up to Gatlinburg, to Old Red, Blake Shelton's place?
You better believe it.
Oh, wow. They have one of those in Nashville. It's actually a very cool setup.
It's
very awesome.
It's opening, I believe, first weekend in March, I think.
Don't make me give money to Blake Shelton.
It is very cool.
I'm definitely going.
All right.
Yeah, the one in Nashville. It's
like a two-story. A restaurant named after one of my favorite songs. Gotta go. Gotta go at least once.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a song called Old Red.
It's about a dog.
Shows my knowledge of country.
Dog named Old Red.
Let's get these birthdays out of the way. Two more, and I'll give it this day in history just for fun. Callery won, but he'll be 31 tomorrow. He is a current NBA player. He's a big man. He's also an NBA champion. Not a starter, though. He's known for a lot of screw-ups.
JaVale McGee.
It is JaVale McGee. He's a play for now. Plays for Lakers. That's right. Mm.
He starts, actually, I'm pretty sure.
Damn, does he start?
Yeah, I'm pretty
sure. Oh, I haven't really paid attention.
That just shows you how thin the Lakers are.
Ugh. Oh, that's scary. All right. Well, DB back on the board. He would have been 212 tomorrow. Very famous.
Marie Curie.
No.
One of these days, it's going to be her.
I even said he.
Oh, you said he?
I said he.
That's fantastic.
Oh, he was a soldier and a general.
Robert E. Lee.
It is Robert E. Lee.
Didn't wait for general.
He was American and Confederate, of course.
Yeah.
Yep. No, he, let's see here. Outside the Confederate Army, of course, he was in the United States Army for 32 years.
Yep.
During that time, he served throughout the United States. He distinguished himself during the Mexican-American War. He served as superintendent of the U.S. Military Academy.
Okay.
And ended up fighting against the same people he taught.
Nice.
Yeah.
How about
Wasn't he Lincoln's first choice?
Yeah.
To lead the Union, and he turned it down.
Ulysses, and then he gave it to Ulysses.
Grant.
S. Grant.
Do you know the main reason? It wasn't even like a slavery issue or anything like that. It's just because he was dedicated to his home state of Virginia.
Yeah.
He just loved Virginia.
Yep.
So there you go. Robert E. Lee still lived on 5 years after the war ended. Died in 1870.
Mm.
So there you go. See this date in history just for fun here. Yada, yada. Got to slide down here. This is cool. In 1778, Captain James Cook became the first European to discover the Hawaiian Islands.
Okay.
That was cool. Fun.
Bet
he thought he was going to die when he found those.
Oh, yeah.
There is nothing here but water.
Yeah.
Then Hawaii.
Small chain of islands.
Okay, this is like the coolest thing I can find. On this day in 1803, Thomas Jefferson requests funding for these two people's exploration.
Lewis and Clark.
Mm.
The Oregon Trail.
Yes, sir. There you go.
Also, that year, you
have died of dysentery.
Also that year.
What?
I may be mistaken. Was the Louisiana Purchase not made in that year?
Yeah, 1803. It was after the Louisiana Purchase. Okay. Lewis and Clark expedition to see what the hell was in this big chunk of land. Wow. He just bought.
Abraham Lincoln bought that and then got on
that
it
was,
quick.
That was Jefferson.
Did I say Lincoln? Wow. Yeah. See, I'm telling you, didn't. Well, we were, in my defense, we were talking about Abe Lincoln and Robert E. Lee.
Good point.
But anyway, sure. Wow. I'm telling you, my brain is not working today. Thomas Jefferson was quick with it, bro.
Yeah.
Bought it. It was like, all right, go.
Yeah.
All right, what we got?
Oh, that's it.
No, I mean, like, that's what he said.
Oh, I thought you said any more. Yeah. Not. much of this day in history. Let's take this break. We'll do a little bit of Fake News Friday and do some game picks on the other side. One more chance to get on the show this week, 865-546-8200. Back to wrap up overtime after this. All right, real quick, we're going to bring it back by popular demand before we go over to the phone lines here. We got Fake News Friday. Cole, you got it ready? Let's go.
Yeah.
Good news, everyone.
Ms. President-elect, go ahead. Can you say categorically? Ms. President-elect, can you give us a question? Can you give us a question?
Don't be.
Can you give us a question?
I'm not going to give you a question.
Can you say categorically?
You are fake news.
You are fake news.
All righty here. Got three quick stories here. Let's run through them. We're not even going to do a game thing. Y'all just tell me it's real or fake. Here we go. First story. Members of a midget crime game are suspected of 55 break-ins.
Members of a midget crime gang.
Yes.
Real.
Yeah. This is just like too good not to be real.
It's fake.
Oh, I was so hoping it was real.
People Photoshop like this image of like these actual like dwarfs, like in mugshots. They said they're part of a crime gang. 55 break-ins.
Wow.
Man, both got fooled by that. Here we go. What is it? I'm just going to read it. NASA discovers South Park character Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo, on Jupiter.
False.
False.
True.
What?
Nuh-uh.
An enhanced image from the Juno mission shows a big brown spot on the gas giant. He, let's try to get this video to start. Oh, it kind of does look like him.
Yeah, kind of low-key.
Kind of does look like him.
Dang.
Okay, last one here. Let's try to get one. Oh, wow. Oh, here we go. Florida man.
Uh-oh.
Of course.
Real.
Florida man threatens to kill neighbor with kindness. The name of his machete.
Oh, that is real. I actually read that story.
A machete named Kindness.
God.
Love it.
I'm going to kill you with kindness.
Okay, I figured y'all saw this one. Let's go over to the phone lines here. Take a quick call from Roger. Roger, what's up, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How you doing tonight, Tanner?
Roger, doing great. Glad the weekend's here.
Me too. Just to talk to y'all. I just wanted to ask real quick. I just want to ask you about the playoff games this weekend. I just want to ask you, who y'all for? I'm kind of hopefully we gain to watch. Hopefully, that's why I ask you, Tanner. Like, who you pulling for in the games, all for games this weekend, Tanner?
Well, Roger, it's without question that I will pull for anybody other than the Patriots. I'd pull for the Soviet Union over the Patriots if they still had a team.
Whoa.
So I am pulling for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Whoa.
And
I don't know about
you
that.
You
got
to go with our boy Alvin Kamara and the Saints over the Rams. Got to pull for both of those guys.
Yeah, I hope they can. I hope the Chiefs can do it. Can do it, Tanner. It'd be curious, who wins all game weekend. It'd be you think it'd be a fun game to watch.
I think both are gonna be great. I think if you want more offense, you should actually tune into the Chiefs Patriots game because if it's anything like the regular season matchup in Foxborough they had, expect a lot of fireworks. Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, they can do a good little quarterback duel. You have the current, still argued the best quarterback in the game, Tom Brady, even though he certainly probably represents the past a little bit, and you certainly have the future represented in Patrick Mahomes. And also, if you like some defense, I think the Rams-Saints is going to be good. The Saints have turned from a mainly offensive squad the past few years under Sean Payton. Now they have one of the best defenses in the league. The Rams, of course, what needs more to be said about that Rams defense, anchored by Aaron Donald up there on that defensive line. I think both games are going to be very close, but they'll each have their own style.
Right. And I just want to ask you about the Chiefs game. New England, can the Chiefs do it? New England is a good team. They're tough to beat. Can the Chiefs find a way to win? Can they find a way to be able to slow down New England enough to win, you think?
Roger, thanks for a phone call, brother. We were up against it here before we do game picks. We're actually about to tell you if we think they're going to win, but yeah, I definitely think they can. They are a favorite up there in Arrowhead. That's going to be the loudest crowd that Arrowhead Stadium has had in their entire history.
It's going to be snowing too, is it not?
No. They originally predicted there's going to be like an Arctic blast, so the temperatures were supposed to be like -0. It's changed to be like a high of 30. It'll be cold, but not like
that cold.
Definitely cold. But still, it's going to be a big advantage for the Chiefs. Tom Brady's never won a road AFC championship game.
That's facts.
He's never done it yet.
Big facts.
0-3 in those type of games. I think they can get it done. Well, let's see if we think they're going to get it done. Let's do some game picks here. Let's start with these NFL games this weekend. NFC title game, Rams at the Saints.
Saints.
Got to go with the Saints. Yeah. Got to go with the Saints here. AFC championship.
Chiefs.
Going with the Pats.
Ugh. You just said you'd rather cheer for the Soviet Union than the Pats. And you're going to choose.
There's a difference between cheering and picking a game, Prackman.
Okay.
Don't you try to throw that at me.
But you need to tell me that in turn that you pick the Patriots and you want
to
be
I will always cheer against them. It's hard to pick against them, though. And the Chiefs have a history. I've just coming up short in the playoffs, man.
I mean, yeah, last year against the Titans,
I'm just saying, maybe they're starting to get that stank off them. We shall see, though. I have to pick the Pats. I hope I'm wrong. Let's do some college basketball here. Got number 2 Michigan at Wisconsin, a nooner. So, 11 a.m., early game up in the Kohl Center. Does the Wolverines go down for the first time this season?
Yes, I'm calling it right now.
Yeah, Wisconsin's a tough place to play.
Michigan's really good. I'm going with the Wolverines.
That's okay.
Going with the Wolverines.
You just love to break our hearts, don't you, Tim?
I got it. Well, I got to be.
Don't go
back. We can't all
heart.
Be on the same page. I don't know.
Okay.
All right. Try to find some more interesting games here. Top 25. Ooh, here we go. SEC, big one. Right after Tennessee, Alabama gets done. Kentucky on the road at Auburn.
Give me the Tigers.
I'm going to take the Wildcats on this one just because they've not been in Kentucky form this season.
I like Auburn by about 8.
Yeah.
All right, last up here before we get to Tennessee, Alabama, Virginia, Duke.
Cavs, Virginia.
There's no way Duke's losing again.
I got to go with the Dukies, too, as much as I hate it. And real quick, how much does Tennessee win by?
20.
16 and a half.
I think they barely cover. Wow, nice.
They can't.
60-point picture. That does it for time. For Daniel Brattman, Cole McCormick, I'm Tanner Carson. Voluntary action tomorrow after the game. See you on Monday. When you're sitting back.